This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The situation on the front lines in eastern Ukraine has become tougher as Russian forces step up an offensive, President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Wednesday in another gloomy military assessment from Kyiv. Zelensky also said he would make as many personnel changes as necessary to fight corruption and stressed the need for the defense ministry to be honest. Russia has gained momentum on the battlefield, announcing advances north and south of the city of Bakhmut, its main target for months. Australia's central bank says Britain's new monarch will not be seen on its paper currency. AP correspondent Ben Thomas explains.
Australia's central bank says King Charles III will not be on the new $5 bill. Instead, a new indigenous design will replace the portrait of Queen Elizabeth II. The Reserve Bank says the move honors the culture and history of the first Australians. The $5 bill was Australia's only remaining banknote to still feature an image of the monarch. However, King Charles is still expected to appear on coins. Opposition leader Peter Dutton panned the move, likening it to changing the date of Australia Day. I'm Ben Thomas.
Peru's Congress on Wednesday rejected a proposal to move elections forward to December 2023, despite nearly 2 months of protests that have left dozens of people dead following the ouster of former President Pedro Castillo. The proposal was supported by President Dina Boluarte. She said earlier this week that if her proposal is rejected, she will propose a reform to Peru's constitution to hold the elections in October. The protests have also led to street blockades that have caused shortages of food, fuel, and other basic supplies across Peru. There were calls for police reform at the funeral Wednesday in the U.S. southern state of Tennessee for Tyree Nichols, the man who was fatally beaten by Memphis police officers. This is VOA News. Here's a Reuters correspondent, Freddie Joyner, with that report.
Family members, civil rights leaders, and politicians on Wednesday called for an end to recurring police violence against Black Americans during the funeral of Tyree Nichols, the 29-year-old who was fatally beaten by Memphis police officers last month. Vice President Kamala Harris, who flew to Memphis, addressed the congregation, offering the family condolences as well as a call to action.
And as Vice President of the United States, we demand that Congress pass the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act. Joe Biden will sign it.
That was Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. The past year saw little progress in tackling global corruption due to greater violence and insecurity, according to a new report. But as Henry Ridgewell reports, there are some encouraging signs that corruption is being successfully tackled in Africa.
For the sixth year running, South Sudan, Syria, and Somalia are at the bottom of Transparency International's Corruption Perception Index. The report says conflict and corruption create a vicious cycle. The report says Russia's invasion of Ukraine last February exemplifies the threat that corruption poses for global security. The authors say Russian oligarchs have amassed fortunes by pledging loyalty to President Vladimir Putin, who operates with impunity in the absence of any checks on power. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Military authorities in Myanmar announced a six-month extension to a state of emergency on Wednesday, effectively delaying elections the junta had pledged to hold by August as they battle anti-coup fighters across the country. The Southeast Asian country has been in turmoil since the army's power grab in 2021, and a subsequent crackdown on dissent has sparked fighting around the nation while tanking the economy. 14 acts have been nominated for induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year, AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta reports.
Iron Maiden, Rage Against the Machine, Soundgarden, The White Stripes, and Warren Zevon are being considered for Rock Hall induction.
I'm crazy.
The list includes a lot that might be stretching the definition of rock. Crazy Willie Nelson, Cyndi Lauper, A Tribe Called Quest, and Missy Elliott. The other nominees are Kate Bush, Sheryl Crow, Joy Division and New Order, George Michael, and The Spinners. Inductees will be announced in May. The induction ceremony will be in the fall. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. We also have an app you can download. Just search for VOA News. I'm Richard Green, reporting for VOA News.